sign that the coming tribulation that will be preceded by the rapture, continue on after. Things like, when you hear of war, not trouble, such things must happen, but yet is not yet. The nation will rise against nation, the kingdom against kingdom, there's going to be earthquakes, there's going to be famines, there's going to be troubles. These are the beginnings of stories. Jesus says, but watch out for yourself, for they will deliver you up to captives, beaten in the synagogues, most of the disciples, also Most people didn't. A lot of people who passed through this earth never saw it coming, through accidents, through different scenarios. And as I look out at all these people here, my hope is that I will see every one of you back here next week. But there's no guarantee of that, is there? There's no guarantee that any one of us is going to make it through the next week. If you're here today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you don't. First 3.5 years of the tribulation period are going to be like nothing on earth has ever been, in the way of difficulty, and trials, and just things going on. But the last 3.5 years are going to be way worse. It's called the Great Tribulation for a reason, and it's where God's wrath is being poured out on an unbelieving world. Satan's going to get free reign to just do whatever he wants. Punish. In verse 14 it says, "So when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let the reader understand." That is a key point to me. Let the reader understand what's going on in the way people sort all this out. So I want to just give you some background. This might take a bit of time. You might think this is kind of boring, but I just really want to give it to you. There's a distinction here regarding similar passages in this verse. We have it in Mark. We have it in Matthew. Take a closer look, because Matthew and Mark are focusing on slightly different events than what Luke is. It's from a different perspective, and they may be addressing a different group of people, but it's all about the beginning of the story. many people think that this peace agreement that the Antichrist is going to get signed for 7 years includes the rebuilding of the temple. Don't know if that's true or not, but it would make sense. But there is a small dedicated group of Jews who are passionately committed to rebuilding the temple. They have been for some time. You can visit the Temple Institute in the Jewish Quarter of the Old City of Jerusalem, and there's a group of people there who would love to tell you everything. Thank you. following that one prophecy, that doesn't convince you that there's a God who's in control and knows what he's doing, I don't know what else is going to come. So, in verse 29, so you also, when you see these things happening, know that it is near at the doors. Surely I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. I've taught on this before, I'm going to do it again. Hopefully, it won't take too long. In 1948, when the modern state of Israel was born, there was a fulfillment of prophecy that got a lot of Christians excited. practice, we could use this pretext, the